This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The familiar sounds of Friday, 19th of January. Where do we have time-wise left in the month? Let's see how much is left of this month. Oh, my God, we only have one more Friday, and January will be over. Can you imagine any such thing? DJV Show with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and Victoria leads off with some of the trending items today that are in the buzz. Well, I guess not necessarily the buzz feed, but they could be in the buzz feed, right?
Yes, this one isn't, though. Right. This is a little more on the Larry Nassar trial. He has written a letter, apparently right before the sentencing hearing started, where all the victims have been allowed to speak this week. He wrote a letter saying that he didn't think he could sit through 4 days of it, and accused the judge of turning the whole trial into a media circus. And the judge got a hold of the letter and is not happy about it, and she basically gave him, on camera, a very verbal smackdown. And she is, I haven't heard anything from this judge until this point, but she's been pretty tough on him. And she said basically, essentially she said, I'm so sorry that you feel that you can't sit through 4 days after you've committed thousands and thousands of hours of torture and mental abuse that some of these beautiful victims may never recover from. So she said, if you think that I'm trying to have the cameras on me, she turned to all the cameras then and said, you're all free to never put my picture in anything. I don't care. And then she turned back to him and said, sorry, sir, I don't have a dog in this fight. She was really tough with him. So
who's also Larry
said
Nassar? Remind us what he's all about, what he's been
the gymnastic,
with.
The USA Gymnastics doctor who abused at least 140 victims who have come forward now.
Mm-hmm. And this it's pretty pathetic, actually, when you get right down to it.
Yeah.
His demeanor. He has guilt all over him, written.
I don't know that he does. See, writing this kind of a letter, saying, oh, the judge is turning into a media circus and I shouldn't have to, he basically said he shouldn't have to sit through all these victims' statements. That's just, I don't know, that doesn't sound like guilt to me. That just sounds like he just wants the whole thing to be over with, and he certainly doesn't. I don't know. From what I've seen, I don't think he looks like he's feeling guilty.
Yeah, you know, I said the same thing yesterday talking about this, that, you know, looking at him and seeing that letter, I was glad that he was feeling some remorse, and I was hoping that he would feel horrible for the rest of his life.
Right.
And the friend I was talking to said, I don't think that's remorse. I think he's being selfish, that he doesn't want to have to go through this and deal with this.
Yep.
And I kind of agree after reading all of it.
Well, is that part of the punishment?
Shouldn't that be
part of the punishment, in essence, that he gets to...
Well, I think
Listen.
That's what it is, but don't forget, we're talking about a child molester here. We're talking about a child abuser, and people who are capable of sexual abuse are typically really not psychologically sound people. And
right.
So if he, so just put that as part of the equation here. It's not like he's you or me or someone who
normally
is thinking in a normal pattern.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He probably thinks he didn't do anything wrong. I don't know that child molesters think that what they do is wrong.
That's a good
six-page,
yep.
single-spaced letter to the judge talking about the things that Victoria just overviewed. So hopefully he gets the book. When is he actually going to be? This is the sentencing phase. So how long does it normally?
Yeah, the sentencing was supposed to end today, I think, but because
think
there
today,
are
yeah.
so many victims coming through, I just read that the sentencing is actually going to be next week. So I would think Monday or Tuesday, early next week.
Yeah. All right. Well, there he is. Well, there he is, and we can point fingers at him, but I think the very fact, as you just pointed out, that he has done what he's done means that he's out of his mind. It's the same thing as people who commit murder. Whether they do it for hire, or they do it out of passion, or they do it for whatever the reason, it's clearly a definition of or a demonstration of being insane. And so is that a different, is, should there be a different way of treating these people rather than just putting them into the general population? I don't have an answer to that question. I just think it's a question that modern society ought to be asking. Right? It's the same thing as what do you do with the parents of these 13 kids here in California?
Yeah.
The severe, pervasive, prolonged abuse of this couple. They are married. They have 13 children. This has been going on for 7 years. The torture. They are beating these kids. They starved them. They strangled them. These people are out of their minds. And so,
did you hear about the strangest thing is that they would buy food, and they were not feeding these kids. They were feeding them once a day in a rationed amount. They would buy food like pie or something that people would think is desirable, and they put it on the counter and not let them eat it. They would just torture them with it.
Taunt them. Ugh. Yeah.
So what does that tell you? They are out of their mind. Both of them are out of their, they're so far out of their mind, they're so far gone, does putting them in jail fix the problem? It's a demonstration of what? You're going to make sure that putting these people in jail and letting everybody know that they're in jail, you think that's going to stop somebody else who's mentally disturbed like these people? No, well, I'm not saying, I don't know what to do with
them. I don't think these people can be rehabilitated.
No.
Can they? I believe in rehabilitation in many cases, but I don't think that people like this or Larry Bissar, I don't think that can be rehabilitated.
Yeah, so that's why I said what I did. What's the way of handling them, putting them into the general population, putting them in prison, whatever it is, other than to get them away from society, if
right.
that's the objective. See, I'm just trying to figure out what the objective is here.
Yeah, well, that seems like the problem that we're trying to solve, at least right now, is getting them away from the children. And so putting them in jail seems like the fastest way of doing that. I'm more concerned about rehabilitating. I mean, they're not
kids.
Even kids anymore. They're people. Some of them are kids, but some of them are in their 20s, and I don't see how they're ever going to live a normal life.
Yeah.
I hope that we're able to, I don't know, help them out in some way, but if you're 29 or 25 and you've been living like this your whole life, how do you move on from that?
Let me ask you this also, in terms of how much coverage, how much news, how much value it has to either follow the story of Larry Nassar or to follow the story. Once we heard all of us, I say this as a collective, hearing the story about what happened to these children, the horrors that are involved, does repeating it day after day after day after day help or hurt the situation? Is there likely to be someone out there who is also mentally deranged who hears the story and says, you know what, I'm going to do that. I think that's a good idea. Let's do that.
I guess it's a possibility. I would also hope that if there are neighbors of someone who is doing this, or family members of someone, and they haven't seen their nieces and nephews in years and years, and they're super skinny, that maybe they will reach out after this and say, hey, I think something weird is going on.
I agree with that. The sisters said, oh, well, we tried to Skype. Well, how about show up at the house? You know, these are your nieces and nephews. Knock on the door. Peer through the window. Like, see what's going on. I think the neighbors could have done the same thing, too.
The neighbors who said they saw them doing military-style marching drills all night long.
Right, because that's normal. So they didn't say anything about that.
I'm not blaming the neighbors, because I think we want privacy, so we respect other people's privacy in our neighborhoods. But if you see something like that, or if you see kids who only come outside after dark, that's a problem. I talked to one of the people here locally who are dealing with getting these kids some resources and things yesterday. And apparently they're only sleeping in the hospital from 4 or 5 in the morning. They go to sleep during the day, and they're up all night because that's what they were trained to do. So they don't go to bed till about 5 in the morning and sleep throughout the day, and then they're awake. And they, even now that they're not in captivity or they're not being held captive anymore, they're still having that schedule. That's their natural schedule now.
Are they in a hospital? Or are they in... Oh, okay.
They're in two hospitals. The adult kids are in one hospital, and the young kids are in another.
Well, we posted the link that you sent, Jen, on our Facebook page. If you want to donate any items that are needed for the kids, it's on our Facebook page. You can go and check that out, too. But it's so sad. And, you know, even health-wise, to have your circadian rhythm that messed up, I would hope that doctors are at least trying to maybe get them... on some sort of a path of a normal sleep schedule too.
They were so malnourished that they're actually having to slowly reintroduce food back into them.
Aww.
Because they can't just set them down in front of a plate
right.
of food. It would make them sick. So
yeah.
they're having to slowly reintroduce it. Apparently the 29-year-old weighs 89 pounds or 87 pounds, something like that. And one of the younger kids, they can't say exactly which one, but the 12-year-old is the size of a normal 7-year-old. So these
yeah.
kids are really, really, really small.
Wow. All right. Well, it takes, I don't know whether taking your breath away, I'm not sure that that's the right reference.
It does.
But certainly it gets to your core, to your heart, to your soul. You look at these pictures of these youngsters and you think, how is it that someone can get this far, this disturbed? And that's back to what I was saying before. These people are disturbed. So what do you do with them? There are societies that would eliminate them because they're a scourge. They're a danger. They wouldn't just put them in jail. They'd just eliminate them. And so, you know, taking care of our own. But the circus that the proceedings, and again, I go back to Larry Nassar, I go back to this, the proceedings in a free society become a circus. And then, but maybe it's worth it because you see the horror of this and you think, well, you give thanks for what you have yourself. But again, this sort of disturbing stuff, does it only happen in America? Does it only happen in societies that are, quote unquote, rich? Do we pay attention? There are these, so there are a lot of people.
They're able to do this without scrutiny.
Yeah. Well, but think, put yourself fast, move from here to someplace in Africa where children are starving by the hundreds and dying every day. So we put this as a relative, there's a relativity to this as well, because there are people, and I say go to Africa, in this country, there are millions of malnourished children that go to bed hungry every night or that don't have a place to sleep every night.
I
so we get outraged
is,
when we
country,
see this.
They don't have to.
Mm.
I think the thing that's also so horrifying about this particular story is that someone did it to these kids on purpose. I think a lot of the time when you see kids who are malnourished or, you know, their family doesn't have a lot of money, it's, mm-hmm. you know, because their parents can't afford to go out and buy them something good to eat on a regular basis. In this situation, obviously, their parents could. They could afford to go out and buy them things to eat, and they just didn't. And they did it on purpose to mess with them.
Well, there's something else going on,
yeah.
obviously. But, yeah. All right, good discussion. It's 18 after the hour. Let me discuss with you for a moment something that makes a big difference in your life, even though it's very small. Krill Omega 50 Plus. When you get into the world of supplementation, taking things that are good for your body, that help you build up strength and energy, you'll discover a highly innovative combination with this krill oil and fish oil put together by Purity Products, and the product name, Krill Omega 50 Plus, pretty much says it all. It has CoQ10 in it, which gives you energy. Krill oil, which takes care of your joints. And the omega part of it, the omega-3 fish oil, is good for your heart, your circulation, get the blood to your brains, to your muscles, all over your body. And there's this solution is there for everybody. No reason not to experience it because it's free. The folks at Purity have made it available to you through this deal. If you call 800-355-1493, you'll be able to sign up. You'll have the pills in your hand within 3 or 4 days, and all you have to pay is the shipping. So your cardiovascular health is improved immensely. Joint comfort is much better. All of these things are guaranteed in the product Krill Omega 50 Plus. It will work. You'll figure it out by getting the free bottle at 800-355-1493. So take advantage of it. 800-355-1493.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
We'll be right back. Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/2018. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Now 23 after the hour, DJ The Experience, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Dylan Farrow, not here, but the story continues. Farrow broke down in tears in her first televised interview, said she wishes her father, Woody Allen, had been charged with assaulting her. She said, quote, he's lying, and he's been lying for so long. This is a clip when she was looking at, she got into this. Somebody was showing her a clip of a 60 Minutes interview in which he denied abusing her. As she said, it's difficult for me to see him and to hear his voice. This sort of goes with everything else that we've been talking about, the kind of sickness. But he gets a pass, or has gotten a pass, because mm-hmm. he's so talented. He makes such wonderful movies.
He's an artist.
Oh, both. Whoops. Okay. Well, anyway. Well, but I've always thought, you know, it's funny. We talk about what we know, what we don't know, what we feel, and what we don't feel. I've always looked at him and thought, there's something really wrong with this guy. Mm. And never mind the way the movies, even the movies he creates that people think are so artistically wonderful. They aren't. It's garbage. The stories that he tells. Didn't he win an Academy Award for something that was atrocious? I'm trying to remember what it was. It just, the stuff.
I don't know what I've seen a lot of Woody Allen movies, and most of them are bad. I don't get it.
I don't like them either. Right. I think you have to have a taste for it. It's kind of.
You have to be in therapy to like them. I think that's where you put it. Anyway.
No, that's not true.
Yeah, that's not true.
Really? All right, let's move on to Dolly Parton in the music department here. 25 past the hour. Dolly breaking records. Now she's an official world beater twice over. She's been recognized in the Guinness Book of World Records for her prolific hit-making talent, specifically for her new set, newly done. She has, the top 20 department in Billboard's Hot Country, she's been there for, what, four decades?
Six.
Since the 1960s, six decades.
Yeah.
Wow. Isn't that something else? In 1967, the song she came out with was Something Fishy. I don't remember that song. But this is it.
You said you were going on a fishing trip with some old friends.
I love Dolly.
I do too.
Big hair, lots of makeup. Come on.
Okay. So this is 1967. We're playing this, and in essence, this is, 60 years ago. So let's listen to something she's recorded now. Listen to how her voice is pretty much just the same. What do you have there, Carrie?
Jolene, Jolene, I'm begging of you, please don't.
All right, does there appear to any of you that she has their voice has changed over the years?
Not much.
She sounds better to me. Yeah.
She's credited with 74 top 20 hits. Her most recent is a new version of Jolene, which we're listening to here. The Pentatonix are on it with her. Debuted number 18 on the charts. The update was her 170th chart entry, which sets a record as well. And so, by the way, the first album was called Dumb Blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah. And something fishy. Yeah. God love her. He's a piece of work. No other female artist has had more hits, has done this on the Billboard's Hot Country chart. So,
congratulations. That's impressive. I didn't know that she had, that no other woman had more hits than
Dolly. Well, I would like to know how many, as part of this, how many pop hits, how many of these things have transferred over. She's got to have at least a dozen or more songs that have not just stayed on the countryside, but have been pop hits as mm-hmm. well.
I'm sure they have, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Not sure.
All right. Send her a big kiss. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Be assertive, not aggressive. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Recently, I was on a flight, and in the seat behind me, a man in his early 20s appeared to feel it was okay to loudly cuss and say intimidating statements, even though there were children on the flight. I stood up, turned around, and said, I appreciate that you have a lot of confidence, but it's unacceptable to speak that way in front of children. Saying that was enough to elicit an apology and a change in his behavior. But the point I want to make is this. Being peaceful does not entail being walked on or not standing up for others when the time is right. And by being assertive but not aggressive, behavior can change. When we set our egos aside and do what's right for the greater good, we can elicit the right kind of change. But to do so, we have to put our egos aside. For more on anger management and assertiveness, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Geico presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water. Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the Geico Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call Geico to see how affordable.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Four after the hour now on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. It's Friday. Lots of things are going. Well, it isn't just in America where there are a lot of things going on. There are things going on everywhere. And so to have a penetrating and probing discussion of important things that are going on in England, our sister country. I don't know why people say sister. Why can't we be brothers, ladies? James Ware, by the way. Yes, yeah. James is the most popular talk personality on the radio in England, and from time to time when there's something very important going on in England, we bring him on the program to discuss it. So he's here today to discuss the new appointment yesterday of a Minister of Loneliness in England.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister has decided it's time for you to take action to take care of this horrible problem. What's the story behind the story, James?
In the words of your leader, it's really fake news. I mean, you know, there are lonely people all over the world, of course, but we don't have, you know, we're living a great life here in the United Kingdom, formerly Great Britain, but we try to live that down. We're living a great life. We don't have any problems, so we decided we would focus on loneliness. It's not as if we're messing up the entire economy of this country by deciding to leave Europe and go it alone. It's not as if we're really in a difficult position because a part of our policy, our politics, want to go to the extreme left and the other. Others are dithering and not knowing what's going on. No, we don't really have any problems over here, so we thought we'd attack the problem of loneliness.
Great. And how's that going over with your audience and in general with the public?
Well, if I walk in the pub, which is across the road from where I live, that won't be on the agenda because they won't be talking about it.
Really? Because, well, we'll be on the agenda.
Well, the agenda is Brexit. That's what the agenda is. And if Donald Trump's thinking of showing his ugly face over here, how many people are going to go out there and boo him? That's on the agenda as well.
He's decided he didn't want to go to England, right?
Apparently he doesn't want to go to England because he doesn't think we like it very much. And he got that right.
Really? Well, would you say everybody in England doesn't like Donald Trump, or just a few? I mean, you could say that about most anybody anywhere.
I could tell you there are a few. The mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who has been rubbished by Donald Trump a few times, has been very rude about him and said that he's not prepared to pay for him to come and do a state visit if he's coming to the capital. So that won't go down very well. And then Donald Trump said he was an idiot and various other things. So the other day, Sadiq Khan was making a speech in London, and a bunch of people calling themselves the white something or others tried to make a citizen's arrest of Sadiq Khan for committing what they called treason against Donald Trump. I interviewed these people who tried to arrest him. They didn't have one brain cell to rub together. So they really do like your president.
Really?
Will he be invited to the royal wedding?
No.
Because that's really what everyone cares about.
No. He won't. Listen, he won't be invited to the royal wedding because of his views on people of color. So, and the fact that Obama, I think, has already been invited. And he's not going to come and open the American embassy either because he doesn't like it. It's in a bad part of town. I can tell you, apartments next to the American embassy where they built the new one, which, by the way, looks like a carbuncle on this beautiful capital of ours. It's disgusting. And I imagine it's been designed by an American. But he's not coming to open it because it was Obama's idea. It was, in fact, George W. Bush's idea.
Right. I know. People missed that a lot this week over here. Yeah. They didn't get it. Everyone just wants to blame Obama, but it wasn't his fault.
All right. So let's get to the important stuff. We got the Minister of Loneliness taken care of. Oh, it's easy to take shots at Trump.
That, yeah.
All right, so now we have Prince William and Meghan Markle. What do people think, really, in England about the prince marrying somebody who's not even British?
Let me tell you this. From my point of view, okay, I hate Republicans and republicanism. So I have no truck with these Republicans because they're usually fairly ugly and stupid. So let me get that out of the way. I'm a big royalist. Princess Diana.
I don't know if I should defend myself or not, but you know, throwing it out there. Okay.
You could find your head on a spike on the Tower of London.
Wow. Thanks, James.
Yeah, that's what we used to do and lock them up in the tower.
I thought we were friends. Wow.
Yeah, but that was until I knew you were a Republican. Anyway, Republican means something different in England, doesn't it? It means
that's the point. The idea of Republican means something different in England.
Yeah, a Republican in England, a Republican in America, yeah, a conservative will be equivalent to a Republican, and I'm slightly right of center politically, if you want. So here's the thing. They love Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle has become a superstar. Harry hasn't even married her yet, and they're making appearances.
Harry's going to marry her?
Yeah, of course he's going to marry her. They're engaged.
That's what we're talking about.
We're
just giving him a little of his own what for. Go ahead, keep going.
And he looks really happy. He's very popular, you know, because of his the way he's handled himself, the way he's done stuff for people, the way he started the Invictus Games, his frontline soldiering. You know, he's a hero. He's a great young man, and he was he's courted a lot of bad press over the time. One time he said, you know, oh, this isn't a job I really want, blah, blah, blah. Who would, and he explained it, who would actually want that job where you have absolutely no choice but to do it? I mean, he could say, oh, stuff it, I'm going to live abroad somewhere, I suppose, but that won't end well. And he's now thrown himself into this job with Meghan Markle, and the British public love her.
Well,
by the way, she's no American anymore.
Is she officially a citizen?
Canadian. I think she was.
She's not Canadian. She's American.
She was American. Okay.
Yeah. We're making her British. Don't worry.
Right.
Okay. she has an easy in, if you will. All right. So the other problem with the House of Windsor,
is that
Prince William is bald, and it's getting a lot of attention over here.
Listen, I have turned down two interviews on big shows today to do interviews about being bald because I think it's facile, right? I happen to have a shaved head because it looks so much better.
Really? When did you get your head shaved? I haven't seen you for a couple of years. When did you get your head shaved?
Well, it's always been fairly shaved, hasn't it?
I'm fairly bald. I don't know if it's been shaved. Yeah,
well, so Prince William, you know. So James, what you're saying is Prince William copied you. He now has shaved
that's what
his
I've
head.
Been saying. Yeah, I'm not at liberty to say whether he asks me because you don't actually talk about conversations with the royals, but right. I did put it out on social media where I lead others follow. If you go on my Twitter site, @TheJamesWhale, you can see pictures of how attractive I now look and how he obviously looks very attractive now. He's had his head, he's had the hair cut to his head. But this is a ridiculous conversation, isn't it? This is the last bastion where you can be really rude.
The typical conversation with you, that's what I'm enjoying about it. Typical. Okay, so here's one more. On the plane flying back to Los Angeles yesterday, I watched four episodes of a new show produced about the royals, but it isn't the current royals. It was the royals at the time of Henry VII. And what went on as he took over. So what do the British think of this fascination? Because this, I don't know if the BBC has done some of the stuff like The Queen. We have all of these movies and TV programs about not only the current, but the past royals.
Yeah. Well, we I'm a big fan of Henry VIII, but that's another story. We're not as fascinated as you guys are about it because we know the history of it. We live it every day. It is part of our culture. And the BBC have got so much flipping money to waste, they do all this stuff and then sell it abroad.
Right. Kind of like PBS here. Hi, pal. You've done a wonderful job of getting us to think about things that are very important. And I hope that you, the next time we have something, the Minister of Loneliness is what really grabbed my attention. That's why I thought we'd have a little conversation. But then, of course, there are all these other things that play into it that you must talk about every day on your program. James Whale, who is the afternoon, did you say afternoons? You're doing afternoons now, right?
I'm doing 7 till 10 in the evenings, but I'm doing drive in the afternoon probably today on Talk Radio. Tune in. You can hear us anywhere in the world.
All right. So how do we find it if we want to do that? What's the way of finding this? Because people find stuff anywhere.
Yeah, Talk Radio website. Go on my Twitter site at TheJamesWhale. You'll find links to it. You can just listen online. It's easy.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, The James Whale on the DJV show at 44 past the hour.
Every home repair or improvement project should start with a pro you know you can trust. That's why for over 15 years, homeowners have trusted Home Advisor.
Home Advisor is a very easy way to find a home contractor, and for me, it's the only way.
You can use Home Advisor for everything. Your house cleaning, your painting.
Electricians, plumbers, handymen. We've had nothing but fabulous every single time.
Home Advisor is a totally free service that instantly connects you with top-rated pros who have passed criminal and financial background checks.
Knowing that they have had the background checks and that they're vetted absolutely gives me a sense of security.
Plus, Home Advisor's True Cost Guide helps you get a fair price by showing you the cost of similar jobs in your area.
Home Advisor is a total solution to any type of work you would ever want to do around your house.
And best of all, it's completely free. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
We We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, here we are. DJV time is 46 and change past the hour. So there are two things floating around today on different ends of the country, and I seem to have experienced them both yesterday. News about a woman who is a music teacher in our school system who died of the flu. She was 33 years old. And then I saw something when I got back here yesterday, Jennifer, about another woman dying of complications of the flu here in California. She's 27. So I'm thinking, have we seen this sort of thing? I can't in my memory. Not doesn't mean that it didn't take place, but I'm looking to you, to all three of you, to refresh our memories as to whether this is a news media thing and they're calling attention to it because it's yet another thing to be scared about, or is this unusual that this many people, that there has been this much coverage of these people who are dying of the flu?
Well, I think the media is always going to be a little dramatic, but this flu season is really bad, and it's worse than some of the other flu seasons on record. And I know this because Jeff, my fiance, works at Kaiser, and they're being overrun. There are people who are running out, hospitals running out of IV bags because they can't keep up with the onslaught of flu. In fact, in Los Angeles, UCLA has seen more people going in. I think their busiest day since the Northridge earthquake 24 years ago was this week because of the flu. So it's a particularly bad flu season, and typically the flu season peaks in February. It's now peaking at the end of December and into January, and so they're saying, is it going to kind of slow down a bit, or is it going to continue at this pace into February when flu season is typically at its worst? And part of the problem is that many people who got the flu shot, they're still getting sick because the flu shot was only able... Now, the people with the flu shot aren't getting it as intensely as the people without, but they're still getting sick because it was a little off the mark.
Well, this calls attention again to something. Here's the news in our faces and in our head, and the number one underlying reason for people getting the flu is their immune system is weakened or compromised. And so
the flu is also a virus, so I know that it's about having a strong immune system, and yes, it is, but I know Jeff went crazy the last time he heard us talking about this because sometimes the flu virus enters your system, and there's nothing your immune system can do to fight it off. Mm-hmm. So still be careful out there because it can get you when you're perfectly healthy.
All right, so there you go. Dr. Jennifer Horn and Dr. Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Time for us to, as the week ends, overview the top five items from the world of technology now, courtesy of the research and knowledge of Victoria Keelan, who's here. So let's get started with number five, as Facebook returns to its roots, Victoria.
That's true. Facebook has announced that they will be revamping the algorithm that will run your newsfeed. And so now they have eliminated, and this is all based on user feedback, they have eliminated a lot of celebrity posts and publish what they call publishers, brands, products, things like that. You won't be seeing them as prominently as your actual friends. And so the new algorithm will even predict where they're going to organize your newsfeed based on what they predict you will like in terms of what other people have posted. So they're slowly rolling this out. You should notice a few changes right about now, and over in the next few weeks, you'll probably see that you're going to have to make a real effort to go and look at some of those other celebrity pages and brands and things like that. So Facebook, it's not great for advertisers, but Facebook feels like they can take the hit as long as they keep people happy and they keep people on the platform longer. So that's what they will happen.
They have worked hard to update themselves because they were kind of becoming passe, and now they aren't at all, I don't think, anyway. Number four, please.
Well, last year, Dell Computers approached Twilight actress and environmentalist Nikki Reed to try to find a way to reuse the gold parts that are found in motherboards of old computers. Now, Dell has a program called the Reconnect program, and they collect and recycle all types of old computers and laptops and phones. And so it turns out there's a lot of actual real gold in the motherboard of computers. So they decided they wanted to do something funky with it and make it environmentally friendly. So they worked with Nikki Reed, and she turned it all into jewelry. It's called the Circular Collection. You can buy it on Nikki's site, which is called Bayou with Love, like the Louisiana Bayou. And 14 and 18 karat gold earrings, rings, and cufflinks range from $78 to $170, which is actually very well priced for actual pure gold. And so Dell wants to raise awareness. They say only 12% of electronic waste is actually recycled. The rest sits in a landfill. So landfills very much bother me and a lot of other environmentalists. So this is a great way to raise awareness. And Dell says it doesn't matter what brand of your old stuff, they will take it. So they'll take Apple, Samsung, Staples, Office Depot, Best Buy, all that stuff. Dell's Reconnect program will accept all of your old electronics, which is great.
All right, number three, speaking of Apple, is a focus on Apple.
Yeah, Apple got some really bad press when the new iOS system update came out, and then everyone who had an iPhone 6 noticed their phone was a lot slower. So Apple actually admitted that they had to slow the old phones down so that they wouldn't shut down completely, and people were not happy about this. So in order to make amends, if your battery is an original battery in your iPhone 6 or 6S, they will now replace the battery for you for only $29, and it doesn't matter if it passes the Genius Bar diagnostic test or not. They say, come on in, and if you need a new battery, and if you can't afford to upgrade your phone to an iPhone 7, 8, or 10, that it's okay. They will give you a brand new battery for $29, which is a huge bargain, considering that they used to start at a minimum of $80.
All right, let's look at number two here. The top two stories this week from technology, according to your rendering, Victoria, I think are equally important.
Mm-hmm.
This is suing by the attorneys general around the country to block the net neutrality repeal is very important.
That's true. 22 states filed a lawsuit on Tuesday to block the FCC's repeal of net neutrality. Eric T. Schneiderman, who is from New York, he said the repeal of net neutrality would turn internet service providers into gatekeepers, allowing them to put profits over consumers while controlling what we see, what we do, and what we say online. So all the attorneys general are pretty much of the same mindset. They essentially want to work with public interest groups and get the whole thing repealed. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's from New York as well, she tweeted that they only need one more vote from one more senator to reverse the decision, and she said keeping our internet free and open to everyone could not be more important. And of course, people who are in favor of net neutrality absolutely believe this. Large corporations like Verizon and Comcast, they're having net neutrality be repealed is something that they love because it's good for their business, but really bad for the consumer.
Yep, which happens when you get monopolies. Number one, Amazon in the focus.
Amazon has announced their 20 finalist cities and areas for the second headquarters, which is called HQ2. The 20 potential cities are Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio, Dallas, Denver, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Miami, Montgomery County, Maryland, which is a suburb of D.C., Nashville, Newark, New York City, Northern Virginia, again another D.C. suburb, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Raleigh, North Carolina, Toronto, and Washington, D.C. So it will be a $5 billion project with 50,000 high-paying jobs.
There you go. It's coming to Framingham, actually. 59 past the hour.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.